Postscript to Steve Rose Up by Holly Neustein Hodala. You've just read how Stephen King's writing affected his classmate Rick Hodala in 1968, and the rest of the world a bit later. I remember reading The Dead Zone, and Rick coming into the bedroom and asking me why I looked so scared. I was clutching the book for dear life and couldn't read fast enough. Not many writers can engage me so fully in a story that I forget that it's only a story. What is not as well known is that after they both graduated from the University of Maine in Orono, Rick and Steve became friends. Steve was instrumental in getting Rick's first novel, Moondeath, noticed by agents and eventually published. They read each other's works in progress and got together just for fun. Before Steve bought his famous home in Bangor, he and Rick spent a day in Portland looking at the mansions for sale on the Eastern Prom overlooking Portland Harbor. By that time, Steve's fame was growing, and due to a perhaps ill-considered American Express TV commercial, he was being recognized on the street. Over a beer, Steve remarked that all he wanted was a place where he could be Steve, not Stephen King. He finally decided on Bangor because it was comparatively remote and close to Old Town and Tabitha King's family. Early on, Steve gave Rick the first draft of The Dark Tower for him to read. Steve had scrounged some colored paper somewhere, he was still broke back then, to type the draft on. Rick kept the draft for several years, until Steve remarked to him one day, after the book had been published, that he couldn't find the first draft. Rick remembered that he had it. The colored paper made it even more memorable, and returned it to Steve. The friendship eventually died, as friendships do. Steve did become Stephen King, and moved in different circles than Rick did. Rick watched Steve's star rise with a mixture of admiration and envy, and with the rise of eBay and other auction sites, wondered how much he could have gotten had he kept the first draft of The Dark Tower and sold it. I'm just grateful he didn't throw it away.